We turn now to two police chiefs dealing with this every day. Chief Edward Flynn from Milwaukee and Chief Samuel Dotson, the police chief of St. Louis. Gentlemen, we welcome you both to the program. Chief Flynn, to you first. Milwaukee, an 88% in homicides just since last year. What is going on?
Well, we're seeing a number of different dynamics playing out. Certainly, one of the things we've seen is a dramatic increase in the use of firearms, particularly semi-automatic pistols, in our violent death. We've seen that our shootings are up significantly, our homicides are up dramatically. Over 85% of our homicides are committed with firearms, and of those, over 85% are committed with semi-automatic pistols. We've recently passed a very weak and ludicrously weak gun law that allowed basically concealed carry permits to be granted to people who meet the statutory definition of career criminals. We've also got a situation where no matter how many times you're arrested for carrying a gun illegally, it remains a misdemeanor, even though a second offense for carrying marijuana can be prosecuted as a felony. So very weak and relatively recent gun laws are certainly a major contributor to our dramatic spike in firearms-related violence.
Chief Dotson, what about in St. Louis? A 64% increase over last year. Is it all about guns?
I'm seeing exactly the same thing that they're seeing in Milwaukee. The availability of guns. We have a constitutional amendment in our state that was passed within the last year that makes it an inalienable right to have a gun. We've had courts that have declined to prosecute convicted felons that we arrest with guns. So I'm seeing exactly the same thing. High-capacity magazines, a willingness to use the guns, and a judiciary that sometimes doesn't follow through on the prosecution. We had a research done from a university here of about 250 cases of unlawful use of a weapon. Over 61% of those cases got probation. That means those people are right back out on the street committing crimes.
So, Chief Flynn, is this different in Milwaukee from the situation last year and the year before? There was a drop in the homicide rate up until a year or two ago. Now it's shot back up. Is there such a difference in people's accessibility people have with guns?
The consensus among the chiefs at the discussion was a desire to learn just what are the components of what appears to be a tipping point. What are the series of small changes that, taken together, have created a dramatic spike across the country in our central cities? Certainly, our firearms law went into effect in November of 2011, and almost immediately we started to see an increase in the use of pistols. The time to crime in Milwaukee for the use of a pistol in a crime, the biggest single number, is under 3 months. Our firearms are easily bought legally. 90% of the crime guns we seize at the scene of a crime were bought legally and sold legally because secondary sales don't require background checks. It's not the only variable. We have significant components to our violence problem here and in other similarly situated cities, but certainly the easy availability of firearms with large capacity magazines is resulting in many more bullets being used at our crime scenes and many more guns being used at our crime scenes.
Well, both of you have been have talked to the news media about this, and you've also attributed other factors. Chief Dotson, last November, this was a few months after the Michael Brown incident in Ferguson, you said police officers have been drawing back from everyday enforcement due to fears they could be charged, and as a result, you said the criminal element is feeling empowered. Is that still the case there in St. Louis?
I think it's part of a conversation that has to happen nationally. We talked about it yesterday when we were in Washington, D.C., about the Ferguson effect and about how some departments may see officers that have a little bit of trepidation when they go into an enforcement situation. We see criminals that have a little feeling of empowerment around the movement that's going on. So I think when you layer that in with the availability of guns, the trepidation of police officers, and in St. Louis a little bit now, an uptick in the use of heroin. Crack cocaine, difficult to find. Heroin is the drug of choice. I think we're seeing a lot of street-level disputes that are solved with firearms because of that.
And Chief Flynn, you said in an interview with a reporter not long ago, you said society over the last 25 years has delegated its social problems to the criminal justice system, and the criminal justice system used that as insufficient to the task. What did you mean by that?
Well, our most challenged neighborhoods are populated by folks who are suffering from generations of poverty. and unemployment. If you draw an ellipse over our highest crime neighborhoods, you're going to find that those capture the highest percentage of abandoned and foreclosed houses, the highest poverty rates, the highest unemployment rates, and so on. Public space violent crime is one of the many symptoms of endemic intergenerational poverty. And the problem is that for the last 30 to 40 years, we have disinvested in mental health services and disinvested in social services, disinvested in virtually everything that folks in these conditions need except the police. 80% of our work, even in our highest crime neighborhoods, is fundamentally social work. And I need to add something else as well. Obviously, the criminal justice system is coming under a lot of scrutiny right now, as well it should in a free society. But I would simply ask that as we cover the needs for possible changes in the criminal justice system, we stop ignoring the fact that the biggest disparity in the criminal justice system is criminal victimization. In my city, if you're an African American, you are 18 times more likely to get shot than if you're white. You're 9 times more likely to get murdered. The levels of crime within these challenged neighborhoods are extraordinary, and it's that disparate victimization to which the police respond, and sadly too often are criticized because they're there in the first place.
Chief Dotson, how do you, I mean, sure, I don't want to ask you flat out if you agree with what he said, but what is your perspective on that, on the role that these social problems, that the fact that the police have been asked to solve social challenges in our country?
I think he's absolutely right. Police officers have become the face of government in a lot of communities. And as we've seen school systems fail, as we've seen cutbacks in mental health services and health services overall, when you dial 911, the police officers are the ones that respond first and most quickly. And we're asked to solve a lot of those systemic social problems that have happened over generations. Crime has been trending down as a country for the last 20 years. But now we're at a point where, as Ed Flynn said, the disinvestment into those neighborhoods, we're starting to see the outcome or the results of that. Get back to focusing resources into those neighborhoods. And by resources, I don't mean police officers. We need to make sure that there are quality educational opportunities, economic opportunities, jobs, substance abuse programs. All of those are outside of law enforcement, but those are exactly the issues that law enforcement deals with in the community every day because we're the only face of government in some neighborhoods.
Just very core, they are embedding 10 federal agents to work with the city police department to help them solve, address some of their violence issues. Is that the kind of thing that would make a difference to both of you quickly, Chief Flynn?
Well, we use FBI agents in a couple of our anti-gang task forces, and we also have a partnership with the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Administration and a separate gang task force. So certainly, forming effective partnerships with other law enforcement agencies is useful, and working with the feds gets you into federal court where the sanctions can be significant.
And Chief Dotson?
We are taking many cases to the federal authorities, U.S. attorney here, and we've done it just the opposite. We've taken police officers from the city and the county and embedded them with federal agents on a task force to focus on the violence and a rapid response force. So not just the homicides, but the violence, because a precursor to the homicides are the shootings that Ed talked about that are happening far too frequently, high-capacity magazines, lots of victims.
Chief Samuel Dotson of St. Louis, Chief Edward Flynn of Milwaukee, we thank you both.
Thank you.